Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. The Reverend Heath Trampy is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Mark, the 9th chapter. You may be seated. They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
You don't have to raise your hands, but I wonder if anyone else is excited for the Winter Olympics. They're coming up this week. I love the Olympics, and I'm not alone. Roughly 5 billion people around the world watched a combined 180 billion minutes of the Paris Olympics. I personally really enjoy watching men and women who have nearly perfected their craft competing in an even and fair playing field. And because only one person gets to be the Olympic gold medalist, many competitors who are arguably just as good or maybe even better on some days have to settle for the silver or the bronze or most likely of all, nothing. Except something crazy happened in the Tokyo Olympics. Now, I'm going to call it the 2020 Olympics. I realize it was done in 2021. After getting bronze in London and silver in Rio, Mutaz Essa Barshim of Qatar was in the best shape of his life, and he looked like a lock for the gold medal. But there was another man in that competition, his good friend Gianmarco Tamberi of Italy, who was his country's record holder and the world champion in 2016. Both men had a fabulous competition, and it came down to a shootout. The bar was raised to 7 feet, 8.5 inches, the Olympic record, and neither man could clear the height. When asked how the event should proceed, the men looked at each other, nodded, and they decided to share the gold. The Olympic Committee agreed, and we now have 2 2020 Olympic gold medalists in the high jump. It's a fun Olympic story to share with you today. It also leads me into an incredible takeaway from today's gospel. The disciples were not immune to wanting greatness, and this seems particularly true in the eyes of our Lord. Having seen Jesus' selection of Peter, John, and James to witness the raising of Jairus' daughter, as well as his own transfiguration, the other disciples perhaps felt a sting of pride. Having stood by as Jesus proclaimed Simon to be Petros, the rock, the others may have wondered in their frailty if Peter was being established as the greatest among them. As we heard in today's reading, they did not yet understand the whole story. The text tells us that Jesus' prediction of his death and resurrection was met with fearful silence. Now, Mark offers us a glimpse into the mind of Jesus when he quotes him as saying, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all." Jesus uses the language ace, tis, thole, wanting to be greatest in the plural, not the singular. In our earthly understanding of greatness, we know that only one can be the greatest. Now, with the exception of the Tokyo high jump, there can be only one gold medalist. Here, Jesus tells his disciples that all can be greatest, all can be first. Jesus provides the ultimate fulfillment of this in his own subservience, in his death and resurrection. In Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul writes that Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Now, we know that Jesus was then glorified and exalted, but we also see that humility precedes exaltation. Employing the use of a visual, Jesus sets a child in their midst. Now, children held very little status in this culture, and Jesus' words concerning this paideion, this young child, it would have surprised the disciples. He says, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." At the end of James, which is the epistle that's paired with Mark 9 when this appears in the lectionary, James says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." And I think all of us have experienced this tension between being a faithful husband or wife, a father or mother, a son or daughter, and being successful in the eyes of the world, at work, on the field of play, even in the classroom. That being said, aren't these the least of all? Might not serving these, our family, including our children, our friends, our neighbors, might that be just what Jesus means when he says that to serve them is to serve him, that to serve him is to serve the one who sent him? And this is what makes one great in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus shunned fame. He turned away false followers. He ministered to the unworthy. He chastised his disciples for turning away children, and his wisdom in Mark 9 is entirely antithetical to the wisdom of this world. And he didn't do this simply so we could follow in his footsteps. He did so perfectly on our behalf so that we would have the hope of eternal life. Because it's very easy to overlook the humble responsibilities of a church worker or a parent or a caretaker. It's easy for the world to overlook the miracles of baptism and the Lord's Supper and the very Word of God. And yet these are the means by which God comes to his children. These humble, seemingly mundane moments of life are the stuff that biblical greatness is made of. It might not always make sense to you and I, but it certainly makes sense to our Lord. Praise be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ that despite the disciples' weakness, despite our weakness, we too are considered great in our Father's kingdom. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.